It's known in the cosmetic industry as a Barbieplasty because it resembles a Barbie doll. An extreme version of female genital surgery, or the labiaplasty, is now so popular that the number of procedures performed in Australia has more than tripled in the past decade. Researchers say the biggest driver for genital surgery appears to be the advent of the Brazilian, or total pubic waxing. But waxing, they say, has made women newly self-conscious about their genitalia, with many now convinced they are somehow abnormal. It's an issue that's been given top billing at the Australasian Sexual Health Conference, which opens in Sydney today. Deborah Cornwall with this report.
Melbourne GP Dr. Magda Simonis says it's not often she's left rattled by the demands and anxieties of her patients.
I had a teenage girl present with her mother requesting referral to a plastic surgeon following a Brazilian wax. And the statement the mother made was that the teenage girl's vagina had prolapsed.
But she says the level of ignorance about what a normal vulva looks like was never an issue before Brazilian waxing became virtually mandatory for the under 40s.
The removal of pubic hair is becoming so much more common. In fact, you know, in the Y generation is probably, you know, 80%. So, you know, removing the pubic hair, I think, has played a big part in this discovery of self.
Dr. Simonis says GPs are now so inundated with requests for labiaplasties, she's working with the Royal College of General Practitioners to produce a toolkit for doctors. Her hope is it will help patients who feel convinced they're somehow deformed because they don't meet the Barbie doll ideal that's now being promoted as the new normal.
The most striking thing about this is the whole notion of what does normal look like? What's our benchmark for normality?
Well, we don't have one, and that is the crux of the issue. The standard that is mostly promulgated is one of neat, single slit, and nothing hanging out. Now, the reality is that 50% of women have labia minora that extend beyond the margin of the labia majora. But that is not what is advertised online. In fact, if you look at the labiaplasty advertising online, the comments made are approximately 30% of women have excess genital tissue.
The number of women who've had their cosmetic genital surgery subsidised by Medicare has more than tripled in the past decade. But Dr. Simonis says the real number is unknown, as far more women simply opt for private treatment.
It's being performed at an exponential rate almost. Doctors don't know enough about female genital cosmetic surgery. There are no evidence-based guidelines. There's no formal specific training required. I think that that's a very serious concern.
It's a trend that will be high on the agenda at the Australasian Sexual Health Conference, which opens in Sydney today. Professor Meredith Temple-Smith is head of GP research training at the University of Melbourne.
One of the biggest issues is that young women, or women of any age really, don't normally have the opportunity to see other women's private parts. So, you know, in the absence of being able to see what normal looks like, the biggest place that they're able to see these kinds of things are on the internet. So I think pornography, even if it's only very soft pornography, still is probably perpetrating an image which is idealised and not reflective of most young women.
That was Associate Professor Meredith Temple-Smith from the University of Melbourne speaking there with Deborah Cornwall.